kids to get a world-class education, you know, send them there. So thank you, and thank you.
I have a question.
Yes,
Is this available in a PDF
Absolutely.
Format so that we can email it off to
Absolutely.
Our friends?
Yes, I will email it to the board.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to suggest that too. How many third graders do you have?
30.
Okay. But the reason I'm asking is, it just hit me today, I'm in Rotary, and one of the programs they have is they give dictionaries, and a lot of the Rotary clubs have bought up all the schools. Or your third grade, and I don't mean bottom up, they're assigned to different schools. So our group does odd little, our Rotary does odd little things. Is your, are your third graders, would they be willing to, or would it be making any difference if someone presented them each with a dictionary?
They would love that.
Okay, I'll see if I can work on that.
That would be wonderful.
When they, it'd be somebody that would come over and present them.
They would love that.
Okay.
And that would fit into our September community leaders, too.
Okay. Have you thought about, it's really early, talking to things like Rotary clubs and
yes,
it's okay.
Just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, but that's one thing. But I thought today that you would be a great speaker because people don't ever really understand what this little school's about, and you're new, so it would be a chance.
Absolutely.
For you to, okay, good.
When you were talking about the academy, my grandson just graduated from Delaware Military Academy, and that's what they call DMA. They call it the academy. And I've often wondered if that LED sign out there couldn't have that on there so that everybody starts seeing it as the academy.
Okay. By the way, that sign looks really good. I
yes,
drove by one day.
Debbie.
And it was in white. I actually pulled in to look at it.
Do you know how many we actually got some of our enrollments just because of that sign?
Sure
they were like, oh, we just
it was very sparkly.
Saw it.
Yeah, it was very visual and very colorful and welcoming. And
I was down there 2 weeks ago when they had the open house, and she brought a lady in to me. She's from California.
Yeah.
She lived here 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. The question I always ask, I said, "How did you find out about the school?" She said, "The sign."
Oh.
She said, "The sign." I said, "You don't know anybody here. Great. How did you get here?" She said, "The sign."
That's good.
And what's even neater is her son is in fourth grade. He had been homeschooled his entire life.
Oh, I met them.
Yes,
I did meet them.
And he, I mean, I saw, every day I check on him, and I saw him today. I said, "So?" He's like, "I love it." I was like, "Yes."
I met him on the first day.
We had a parent 2 days ago that was here to withdraw her child. Said, "Oh no, would you please come to my office? Let's talk." Good. And so she came showing her this, talking to her, and she was like, "I'm staying." I'm like, "I know you're staying. You got to stay."
Yeah, gotta do that.
So she stayed.
Good. Yeah, one thing I want to say, actually, two things. We've talked about that sign a lot, tried to get that sign changed and different things, and quite often we were told that it can't be done or things like that. So I want to say this to you and to the new change. At the first board meeting when we found out that our head of school was going to leave, this at least there were more than enough people that started prophesying doom and gloom and we're going to hell in a handbasket and I don't know what we're going to do. And all those same folks are sitting around this table with me right now listening to a whole different story, a different attitude, because some folks got their heads together and sat down and went through a list of people and did the work that was necessary. And they got you here. And so that particular story is the same type of story that we've had at this school where every time we've come up against a problem like that where things are getting ready to shut down, the same doom and gloomers have said they're doom and gloom and we ignored 90% of what they said and went on and we did the work that was necessary to get it done. So you're starting to hear those stories, and when you said you went through that almost like a strategic planning process during your professional development day, I'd be curious to see some of the drafts of that report that they produced at the end of the day so I can sort of see what they discovered, because we look at this institution from one perspective, they look at it from another way.
Absolutely.
And on that open day when you introduced me and walked me around to the new teachers, I said it would probably be great if the board got to see some of new teachers that you could invite. You assured me that you were going to invite some of them to our board meetings.
Yes.
Maybe one a meeting would be good just to have a chat with them to see what they pick. And only with the new ones. The old ones have been here long. But the new people that you were referencing on your remarks earlier would be a good idea so that we can get an idea of what the new paradigm that's going on here.
Absolutely.
But I certainly thank you and welcome you
thank
for
you.
Accepting the Academy.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Yes,
Mrs. Robinson.
I would like to know that, can you tell me something about the transportation? I know
I was
a big bear.
Absolutely.
But I would like to know how well it's going and if everyone is in position. I was looking at your dismissal fees here. And I just want to know how is transportation going at
you
the
know,
Academy?
I would say it's going pretty well. Miss Baldwin is phenomenal. She has done an amazing job of setting it up and making it happen. So we've got, we have, everyone has their posts, and we've got it all laid out. We've talked about what happened before. We've talked about where it worked, and we essentially did the SWOT analysis. That was part of the conversation in our pre-planning. And I would say what we've got going on is working really well. So we've got a double check system. We have, because I'm not comfortable with just one check system. I like a two check system, especially when we're putting kids on buses.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got each of our classroom teachers has the list of who rides what bus or if they're a car rider. And they, so we changed the system so because we only have five buses. So rather than call down kindergartners and then try and sort them into five buses, we call bus one.
It makes a lot more sense.
Doesn't it? And so all of bus one comes down with their teachers. So we have, because essentially we have two teachers per grade except for in second grade. So bus one and two are with one teacher and bus three and four go into the other classroom. So obviously we have no students alone. And then we have a paraprofessional supporting for our younger students. We have two amazing fifth grade helpers that we needed. So they have their clipboards and we stand at the door. For the bus dismissal, and we have the second check. So the teachers have them lined up. They have their first check of making sure bus one and bus two and three and four and five are right, and then they come up, and then we do the second check. So I will tell you, the fifth graders are better than I am at getting the kids' names because they know them better than I do.
That's a great idea.
And they love it. They are so proud to come down and do it. I if they don't, they will. They should. Dojo. So
they have a badge.
They don't yet. Okay. We've talked about Miss Postles and I have talked about these kinds of things.
The old safety program.
Right. I know.
But the kids, the same today in elementary school. I remember my daughter. She was the safety patrol.
The pride they get. So these, there's actually they were started out with two and now we actually have a third. So they're part of the Academy Achievers, and they have their clipboard and they go okay, you're bus one, and they have their system and they just go down, and so we've been able to make sure that the kids are on the right buses, and then they pass, and then they go straight to bus one or straight to bus two. So that's made it. I mean, obviously the first day was a little slower, but we have gotten faster and faster.
And your car riders.
And for the car riders, they all gather in the cafeteria. We have the same kind of pass off system where we've got the teacher checks them down to the cafeteria. Then we've got Miss Postles and Miss Tridente and Miss Vacu made signs. So there's colored signs. So if they're purple is kindergarten. And so there's a different color and they have their name printed large. So if it's a kindergartner being picked up, they have a big purple sign that the parent puts in the windshield. So it's easier to identify who we're getting. So if it's a standard car rider, we just have, it's just a system. So, and it's been moving pretty quickly as well. So.
Good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We've had a couple of errors that have happened, but primarily they've been the child there was one poor kindergartner. I broke my heart because she was so upset about it, but she went and there was nobody at the stop to get her, so then she had to come back, which is policy. Mm-hmm. So, but then we, Big Sister came and picked her up, and then that happened 2 days in a row. I was like, we called the second day. We called to make sure they were ready, and they weren't there. So I was like, you can't do this to this poor child. But we've only had those kinds of errors. So it's gone really well.
Is discipline better as the kids are coming in the morning? Was an issue. Sometimes when we have kids that are... have a lot of medication or they have real issues, they come in ready for
all whatever. Students are greeted with a good morning and a smile and a high five or a hug. It's not, you know, tuck your shirt in. It's not that kind of a morning. It's all friendly.
So they've all been okay.
We haven't had discipline issues in the morning.
Yeah. That's great.
They come in, and everyone comes in straight to the cafeteria. So rather than, there was a policy where people, some kids went to the classroom, and some kids went to so we have, everybody comes straight to the cafeteria. They all have a system where they put their stuff down in on their assigned spots. There's spots on the gym side where the teachers' names aren't, and the kids know what to do. They drop their things. Go to their table. Right. We have precious. Kindergarten, 1, 2, you know, the tables are set up. They get their breakfast. They sit down. We do a school-wide Pledge of Allegiance. We do the school pledge, I guess, right?
Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, and then the Academy of Dover
right.
statement. And then we do 1, 2, 3, AOD is the place for me by the staff, and then 1, 2, 3, AOD is the place for me by the students. And it's not me doing it. I choose students each morning to help me do it. And we had fifth graders doing it up until today. Today we had 3 third graders and a kindergartner doing it. So they are just eating it up that they get to be selected. So it's really fun.
Any other questions or information for the teacher's report?
Principal's report.
I'm sorry, principal's report. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. I'm going to ask, just so we can really quickly get this out of the way.
But did we get a teacher's report?
Not yet. Okay. I was going to ask to go into executive session really quickly. And then, or unless we want to do the teacher's
report. Do that first so okay. she can leave.
I mean, well, she has to stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll ask the board, should we do executive session now, or should we?
I move we go into executive session.
Second. All right, so it's been moved by Mrs. Wagner, seconded by Mrs. Robinson. We're going to executive session at 7:20. All in favor?
Aye.
At 7:29 p.m., all in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're back on the record. I'll now recognize Ms. Tridente with a teacher's report. And welcome to the board.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. I'm very excited about our new school year. Positive start to the school year? Absolutely. Parents are excited and happy to have their children here at the Academy. And I've written down some quotes. I've heard things in the halls as parents are coming in, listening to parents greeting their kids in the afternoons, those interactions, and just how my child is so excited about the start of this school year. So that's really nice to hear on both the child and the parent listening to those interactions. As far as the high energy from the staff, we're, as a teacher and interacting with my fellow peers, staff are engaged with the new administration. We're very grateful for the relationships that are being formed through open lines of communication, questions being answered, anything that we need, absolutely feeling supported. So that's one point of interest. The staff is very positive. We do have a lot of new young teachers. We have a lot of new older teachers and veteran teachers here. And the staff is working together. And one example of some of the support that we're getting is that dojo. So I think that's something that's within the classroom that's helping everyone kind of get on board with this new administration, new way of doing things. This is how we do business here at the Academy, and it's positive. Our first PLC was held yesterday, and it's apparent that professional partnerships are being established. You can tell just through conversations, through the SWOT analysis, and through their planning that they're collaborative, they're cooperative, they're bonding with one another because the energy is high. And they're excited to be here. So that just lends itself to people just working together and building those new relationships. Some anecdotal staff feedback that I've gotten, and it's quoted, as a teacher, I'm feeling supported by peers and administration. Without hesitation, I know that this is a true team. That's one quote. And as a para, this is the first time that I have been included as an instructional staff member. I went to my first PLC and am very excited about supporting our student success and partnering with the teacher. So that, I think, speaks to just the energy and positive nature of how we've gotten started so far this year. And to speak to what Ms., what Dr. Marinucci was speaking about teachers going into classrooms. As a teacher, it's a very powerful tool to be allowed as a teacher to go and observe other teachers, because you can very easily kind of get pigeonholed or have, you know, that silo vision. So when you have the opportunity or are given that opportunity to really interact, it really is a powerful tool to, as a teacher, watch another teacher, a young teacher, watch a veteran teacher. If I don't know how to do it, I'm going to do this until I figure out how to do it myself. So I just think there's lots of opportunity for success here, and I think it's wonderful. And I'm very grateful to be here and glad I have this chance to do something different and new.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I mean, you. I made a big career shift, and I kind of took a leap of faith and, yep, just going, I'm all in. So, and I think a lot of these teachers are. So
I do have one question. Every year when September starts, we have to really rush to make sure we have all the paperwork done for our special ed kids. Mm-hmm. Are we in line with what we need to do?
We're in the rush. I mean, we're in the watching everything. So we've already actually, Mr. Dixon has already done, we have an internal audit form that Ms. Postles and I have used for a number of years now. That's already been done by Mr. Dixon, so we already have done that assessment of our documents. And during our PLCs yesterday, we were able to ask our teachers, are there any other students that you may have concerns with? Mm-hmm. Because now's the time that we need to do the permission to evaluate and really get that moving. So we're in that process. And based on the audit form, we're able then to go back and say, are these children coded correctly in the needs-based funding system?
Yeah.
So we're...
Okay, good.
We're on... Yeah. I would say we're in a very good place.
Good.
Okay. Ms. Tridente, did you have anything?
Nope. I think I pretty much covered what I know to do right now.
Okay. So what
you're looking for me to provide. If there's anything else you want to know, I'm absolutely willing to answer that.
Oh no. I think you did a great job. I would just echo what I think Mrs. Wagner said earlier. In your next meeting with the staff, if you want to pick out one or two of the new teachers to invite to a board meeting,
okay,
they can certainly. I think our next one is September
26th.
Yeah, September 26th. We can at least have them come and introduce themselves, and I think it'd be good for the board for them to know that the board is being very supportive of them as new staff members at the school, at the academy. And then we can keep that ongoing over the next few months so they can drop in. And but yeah, thank you so much for that report. Do we have a PTO report?
Just briefly, I can represent that prior to the school year starting, Dr. Marinucci reached out to myself as well as to the PTO president. We came in and met with her. She explained to us, you know, how she, you know, desires to have a collaboration between the PTO and the head of school and, you know, some of the staff members, and how they just want to be able to work together to, you know, help this academy to grow and develop even further, and, you know, to reach all the goals that she has. She, you know, presented with a lot of enthusiasm, and I think that helped the PTO president. You know, just to kind of get her enthusiasm back with respect to being a part of the school, have her kids at the school, and, you know, be able to report back to the other PTO members that we have somebody here that really wants to get involved. So that was a great start. I also attended the open house on behalf of the PTO. There were a number of new parents that signed up, so we're hopeful for increased involvement in the PTO this year. Also, current PTO members are excited about meeting the new head of school, so that's always good as well. And I think they're excited just about, you know, being able to get, you know, their questions heard, their, you know, some of their concerns or some of the things that they want to see, just for somebody to listen. And she's already ahead of the game, because there's the things that, you know, PTO members have expressed that they wanted, like, you know, music and, you know, some of the after-school programs, she's already on it. She had already thought about it. She's already, you know, trying to put that plan in motion. So she just brings a lot of enthusiasm. She brings, you know, a lot of hope, I think, to the school. And, I mean, it's encouraging. You know, like, I wish my kids were still here, you know. But, you know, I'm happy for the kids that are here. I have a niece here. I have two little cousins as well that also attend the school. So, I mean, I still have a vested interest in seeing the school grow and develop. So that's all I have.
All right. Any other?
Oh, I'm sorry. The first PTO meeting is scheduled for September 9th.
Okay, September 9th.
That's the first Monday of every month is when they normally hold it. So the first meeting is on September 9th.
What time?
6.
Here at the school, right?
That's correct.
Maybe we can go get a parent rep.
Yes.
Yeah, strong arm someone into serving. All right. Any other announcements?
Just one. During my tour with the new head of schools, I cried when I walked into some of the computer labs.
Yeah, Dr.
I saw some of the machines. So Delaware State University is undergoing a major PC refresh. They're replacing all of the PCs and all of the labs on campus. And some of those PCs are just like 3 or 4 years old. They're the Hewlett Packard all in one unit. So it's about yay wide, yay tall, and just a keyboard. They will be beautiful in our classroom. Replace those machines that I know are 12, 15 years old. And so I did mention it to the head of school. I was going to do that. I then talked to Gamu. You need to get in a draft of a letter.
Right.
The university's legal has written up a form. He's going to release it very soon, which says since the state equipment is available, mm-hmm. and they're going to release it from our inventory, and I mm-hmm. want us to get it ahead of the game where everyone gets yeah. picked over the best ones, get the best ones for here. And
that's great.
So we're going to try to pull that. It should happen. The piece is there. They actually have already replaced the ones in the library. Yeah. Where'd they go? And no one told me yet. So
I know. They're in a closet on the second floor.
I put the right person on the research.
The only reason is because I needed something and someone said, oh, and I went in this supply closet and they're just all.
So we're going to take a good look. The only caveat is that we might need to either rent a van or something so that when we figure out a way to get them to you, right. and then it's your responsibility to get rid of old ones. I'm not into that, but we'll figure it out.
Dr. Fletcher, in the trailer.
Yeah, Dr. Fletcher, do you have access to people who might be willing to give IT time? Because part of the reason why computers go bad is that they're not cleaned regularly, especially with little fingers that hit the keys double time.
Okay, well, we could possibly work out some things like that. I also am the faculty rep for the MIF, which is the Managed Information Systems Student Club, and we always look for after-school projects.
That'd be perfect.
We'll see what we can work out, but I want to get the PCs here first. That's my priority. If I get you some PCs here, and it might require you to also write a letter with Camus, because I want him to put it on your stationery. Okay. I want to see the lion on the stationery.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. The lion. Well, that could be part of the Dell State offering.
Partnership.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to. He's already going to take that school. He was in the administration. He knows who needs to receive that.
Okay.
And it is the president. And once the president has it, everyone else jumps in line quickly.
And you might want to add the tech. If you have volunteer techs, because they are worth their weight in
gold. Absolutely.
You know, as long as you're talking about it, somebody ought to issue an invitation to Wilma Mashiv to come over here, the president of the university, to come over here and go through this school. I mean, it was actually started early on by some of the sororities that had really been based through the campus. I would be willing to admit she's never been in here and probably doesn't know a lot about it.
I can talk to her.
I think that would be great.
I think she has been in here with the links.
I said she had.
She's been in.
Okay.
I said so too.
Okay.
Well, she's the link too. But it was the links that were tutoring. I think she's been in, but we certainly can have her back. That's too easy.
Yeah, I definitely don't. She definitely hasn't been in since she's been president was a member of the board of trustees. But, I can, as a matter of fact, when we had faculty senate, she was there with Secretary of Education Bunting the other day, and I saw him. So she'd definitely be willing to come.
Okay.
And I'll make sure I use the names.
Make sure she brings some ITs.
No.
I'll talk about the IT.
If you really know Wilma, she is not IT.
No, she's not.
Okay. She runs IT. From IT.
She knows IT.
I did remember one other thing. So in the partnership conversation with Dell State this morning about the student teaching, We did discuss the music program, and it, you made me think of it when you mentioned that. So Del State has students that are learning about music.
Music education.
And so I walked her down to our music room, and I showed her all of our musical equipment, and I said, wouldn't it be amazing if you held classes here and we had the students teach our students and did some sort of a partnership agreement like that? And she loved it. So I think we might be able to get something going like that. Because we did talk to, we talked to another, the music school, down in Milford, but there's so it was the cost was so much. So we're working on a grant for that, but this might be an even easier and way, and then the kids can mentor.
Right, and several of the programs, they require community service, especially if the students are Inspire Scholars, so that would give them easy
and the community service. And
we do have transportation.
And I love the partnership part.
We can get our own campus bus
to
drop them off, but we have students in hotels all around, so the buses move.
Yeah.
We can put that on the schedule.
Not far. It's down the street. You make a right on college.
I know.
That's a little
but
far.
But I'm just saying.
That's a little far.
No. I'm just saying for transportation.
I
saying that they go to
walk.
Hotels and stuff. I'm like, that's
they
easy to
run. They go all over. Our students are being transported all over the state. Because a couple of them come to my class late, claiming the shuttle was late.
I was talking this morning to someone who's involved with the equestrian program over there.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Ridgely is a friend of mine.
Okay.
And it would be great if they need to do community service, the kids that are in the equestrian program.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great if they would say, what could we do to offer here? I mean, it might be just come every so often with their horses and show what we do.
Past some athletes have come. They've done reading at the school, and I think it's just a matter of reaching out to the so she can certainly have her students.
Could you add the drum major to the list too? Because he is the band.
That could be your athletic program.
I saw him practicing last night.
That's
a tough job.
It is unbelievable.
That's a tough job. So, at any rate, any other announcements? Well, thank you all, and again, thank you to our new. Head of school, our new curriculum specialist, and our new teacher rep. So soon we'll be looking out for a new parent rep very soon, and if you guys can also start thinking of someone in the community, one of your professional connections, as Ms. Wagner's tenure comes to an end, we can also start thinking about bringing someone in on the board who, again, educational, financial, legal, or community resources that can add to the board. So that being said, any other announcements? All right, hearing no.
Move to adjourn.
Sorry.
It's been moved by Mrs. Wagner, seconded by Mrs. Robinson very loudly, that we adjourn at 7:45 p.m. All in favor?
You had that down in 2 seconds.
All right, we are off the record at 7:45 on August 20th.